broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. Yes, indeed, we are literally live for New Year's Day. This is the broadcast for January 1st in the year of our Lord, 2016. The goal always, to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. This is hour 2 of 2. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby on your radio. Welcome, Kurt.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The good sheriff is with us, Sheriff Richard Mack. Welcome, sir.
Well, good morning, everybody. And, of course, happy new year and happy birthday to my wife.
All right. You had a birthday just recently, too, as well. Happy birthday to you, my friend.
Yeah. We got a lot out of the way. Christmas, my birthday, my son's birthday, and my wife's birthday, all within 5 days. So.
Wow. You guys are broke. Yeah. 1 year wiser. Happy birthday to all of you.
I'd rather be wiser than older, but I guess...
Well, that's how you're supposed to focus on. Let me just give you a recap of what we talked about last hour, because it's crazy, Sheriff. Washington State now opens all bathrooms to men. That's the New Year's law on the books. Men can go into women's bathrooms now all over Washington. So,
yeah,
they're going to have a skirt with a question mark and will be the signal to just go on in. Second story we talked about, Hootie and the Blowfish. Do you know who that is? 70s band, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, the lead singer for Hootie and the Blowfish is a guy by the name of Darius Rucker. He's now a well-known country singer. By the way, does a great job. Well, anyway, he sang White Christmas. Now, you understand the problem with that, don't you, Sheriff?
Because it should be blue?
No, he's just a racist, buddy. You can't be having a white privileged Christmas like that.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Now, here's the problem. Students are now at colleges signing fake petitions to ban racist song White Christmas. What do you think of that?
Well, that's not quite as stupid as opening bathrooms to men that should be only for women.
All right. Anyway, now Darius Rucker's black, though. But he's saying about a white Christmas, and it's like the ones he used to know. And so since White Christmas celebrates white privilege, all of his Christmases he used to know are really white privilege Christmases, and he was brought into it virtually slavish, like a slave. And so they're going to be working on getting rid of White Christmas for 2016. Actually, it's a fake petition. Now, the woman was drunker than a skunk when she got pulled over, Sheriff. And she beat the DUI rap. She said that her body brews alcohol. Turns out the story is true. The judge let her off. The rare condition is known as gut fermentation syndrome and or auto brewery syndrome. You ever heard of this?
Negative.
All right. This lady's body just brews alcohol, man. She didn't, even if she doesn't drink, she's drunk. And they say it's a serious medical condition, although it's rare. We also talked about a tale of two Americas, Sheriff. You got California. They got a new law on the books that starts Jan 1 today, allowing seizure of guns without notice. Washington Times articulates this story. Here's the deal. Family members and loved ones can go to the authorities and say, listen, I don't think my husband or my wife or my dad or my kid or my brother or my whatever, my cousin, I don't believe they're safe with a gun. They might do danger to themselves or to others. Their guns can be confiscated for at least 21 days under this temporary gun restriction ban just approved in California. While that's going on in Texas, they said now you have the right to open carry, Texas joining 44 other states in this stance, 45 states on that side. So I'm talking about in 2016, you're going to see the tale of two Americas, and it's either going to be the battle for the heart and soul of America, or we're going to go liberal, psychotic, whacked out, let men in women's bathrooms, tell people that they're okay because their body makes alcohol, do all these crazy things, or are we going to be more conservative and more constitutional and more moral? And either we're going to decide as a country and go, well, we're at the crossroads, if you will. Dorothy, which way do you want to go? Or are we going to split up over this issue? Barack Obama is back in California and pushing his executive action on guns to, quote, broaden background checks. And increase ATF authority is on the docket for Monday. Now, here's the problem. There's a headline, are you concerned that mental illness is not being taken seriously enough? And that's how they intend to take away your guns. See, you might have a mental problem, Sheriff, if your wife were ever to tell the authorities, hey, that Richard, he could go crazy with his gun. They can just take him away. They're all backing into this mental illness, get the foot in the door, destroy your rights. It won't end with only gun rights. That's where they're going, and I'm calling it the tale of two Americas. Mental illness will be the linchpin. Sheriff, what do you say?
Yeah, I heard that news about California and how Jerry Brown was pushing for it. And, you know, it's kind of embarrassing that California keeps leading the way in such stupidity. You know, I think they kind of started the bathroom thing, too, although I don't believe it's been legalized like Washington has there. But, you know, the first woman that beats up a man for coming into the bathroom will probably change that situation big time. But, you know, I tell you, Sam.
We've gone crazy in America, sir. We've gone absolutely psychotic.
Well, we have, and you know, that's why, I guess, blonde lady, Ann Coulter, she wrote a book, how liberalism is a mental disorder or something. What was the name of that book?
Yeah, I can't remember. Michael Savage has been on that theme as well.
Yeah, I mean, it's just crazy how crazy they are, and expect everybody just to believe it and go along and everything's fine kind of thing. And, you know, it's, it is. I mean, you have to just think that, are you guys just totally crazy, or are you just trying to see how many ignorant frogs will just follow along with everything you do and say?
Yeah, they're trying to destroy America. Now, there's that. Have you ever had a crazin?
A crazin?
Yeah.
Cranberry and...
Crazen, yeah. Have you ever had a crazen?
A craven for a crazen. I have had a crazen.
Well, all I'm telling you is they put crazens in the stuffing last night for our wonderful New Year's Eve dinner, and it was phenomenal. I'm telling you, it was great taste. Maybe that's what's making people crazy, the crazens.
Yeah, that's a crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody wants to come up with a theory. There's my theory. It's just crazens making everybody crazy. All right, I'm just teasing. Top staffers are resigning from Ben Carson's campaign. Ben Carson's going down. Kurt, what do you say?
Well, it's got, a little while back he said this whole thing is brutal. We've watched him ascend to the heights, being number one and then dropping way back. So, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if he just said, hey, I'm out of here. But, it sure would be refreshing if he would just team up with the others.
I got to go on somebody's show and start singing White Christmas. I bet that'll get him some attention.
Good point.
Yeah.
I mean, he could just do a duet with Darius. Darius and Ben could just take care of business. All right. There's a judge in the news. I guess it's Dateline City of Lehi, Utah.
What?
Yeah. They're stealing property. They're messing with property in Lehi, Utah. Kurt's got the details.
Yeah, now, you know, you've seen this before, Sheriff, where, like, say you want to buy some ground and you're going to build a house. Well, the city's going to, I say, fine you, but they're going to charge you, you know, something. A lot of times they call them impact fees. But in this case, they charge this guy $25,000 in impact fees for building a home on his 1.4-acre property. And it tells you where the address is, et cetera. But then they tacked on some extras. You know what I mean? You get a little extras. They had a pair of additional 15% fees, they say, for legal planning and engineering and contingency considerations. Now, this judge in this case where the guy took the city to court, the judge said, hey, that's just not right. You know, he said those additional charges violate Utah's Impact Fees Act. You probably didn't know we had an Impact Fees Act. But anyway, bottom line is the guy got some of the money refunded to him. Of course, he did have to pay it before. But now, no report about sending the mayor to jail or anything like that.
All right, details in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. They ought to throw those beer crafts in the clink, but they won't. Hopefully we can change that in 2016, huh? All right, Sam, Kurt, and Mac, back in seconds on Liberty Roundtable, live.
Are you looking to experience the great outdoors in comfort? Are you sick and tired of sleeping bags that are too small, cots that are too narrow, or backpacks that just don't stand up to the wear and tear? Look no further than Teton Sports, a leader in quality, comfortable camping gear. Try our Teton Sports Mammoth 0° sleeping bag. This comfortable, family-sized sleeping bag can hold two adults and one child, or four young children. Its interior storage pocket holds wallets, keys, and other valuables. Or check out our Teton Sports Outfitter Extra Extra Large Cot, a camping cot with a steel frame. It's more than 7 feet long and 3 feet wide and supports up to 600 pounds. Then it folds up to a manageable 3.5 feet by 1 foot. Or our Teton Sports Explorer 4000 internal frame backpack. Its dual aluminum stays adjust to the contour of your back and can hold up to 4,000 cubic inches. Padded shoulder straps, padded waist belts, and padded lumbar area for maximum comfort with airflow systems to reduce heat. It's time you start camping comfortably. Look for Teton Sports products online or at a store near you.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211 or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, we are live on New Year's Day, ladies and gentlemen. Sam Bushman, Kurt Crosby, and Sheriff Richard Mack. And we're talking about this issue in Utah, Lehi. The government got out of control, belligerent. And they charged this guy all kinds of impact fees to supposedly, you know, build his house. The judge said that it was unconstitutional, bogus, excessive, and shut down the bureaucrats, except for there's not enough justice, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam.
In other words, stop doing it, but there's no real accountability or setting a precedent that it won't happen again.
I don't think so, but Mr. At least they did say the city's actions amount to an unconstitutional taking of private property without just compensation. That's what the judge said. Now, you know, it's interesting, Sam. We've seen this happen, like in our little town. They charged people boatloads of money, and they said that it was for a recreation center. And so later they decided they wanted to build, in my opinion, a golf clubhouse. And they did with the money. And the, you know, they were even taken to court by the, like these developers, and had to shell out some cash. But in the end, they still built their clubhouse. And now they call it a recreation center. It just doesn't have a swimming pool or any place to play basketball, but it does have a place to park your golf course, your golf vehicles, you know what I mean.
Hey, nothing like a place to park your golf vehicles. So that's going on. The reason we tell you that story to start things off, ladies and gentlemen, because this stuff is happening all over the country.
Yep.
Okay, our buddy Stephen Engel has property rights issues as well. They came on his private property and assaulted him. We got issues like this one where the guy can't even build a house without these crazy impact fees. We all know the Ammon Bundy and the Cliven Bundy ranch abuse scenario. We got another one. We leave today for the event. All right. Headline, call to action. All able-bodied men and women, please come to Burns, Oregon. I stand with the Hammonds in Harney County. Support rally. It's in Oregon. We all need to be there on or before January 2nd. Come prepared and be willing to stand. Here's the story. The federal government forced the Hammond family to sign the sale of their ranch to the BLM and to fine them $400,000. The feds are also making the Hammonds get permission from the feds if they buy or sell anything over $500. We're talking about pure tyranny, ladies and gentlemen. The people are going to make a stand against it on Saturday, January the 2nd. That's tomorrow. Will you be there is the question. Sam, Kurt, and Mac leave today. Sheriff?
Yes, sir. I'm a-going, and I think it's a very worthy cause that we should not have to be getting involved with, because the federal government, one, should not be doing this to the Hammonds in the first place, and two, that the local officials should be interposing and protecting the Hammonds from any further action from the federal government, when even a five-year-old would know that this is totally unconstitutional and bogus. And what has happened to the Hammonds is they intentionally burned some trees that were totally taking over parts of their land, and it was a controlled burn, and everything was fine, and it worked. Then they were charged by the BLM for an illegal burning, and they actually served time in prison for that illegal burning. And I can tell you, when I was sheriff, and before and after I was sheriff, in our community, BLM, in our county, BLM believes that they have ownership or stewardship over most of the land there. And the Forest Service was doing a burning on Mount Graham, and it got out of control and burned about 10,000 acres that should not have ever been burned. And not one of those guys went to prison. Not one of those guys was charged. And this happens frequently, and it happened in Florida a few years ago also, where homes were actually threatened and burned. And another big, huge fire in the Snowflake area of Arizona, back about 7 or 8 years ago, and local volunteers and local firemen came to put out the fire, and the BLM, Forest Service, and federal government tells them that if they try to do anything to the fire, that they would be arrested. And this is the kind of stupidity and tyranny that we have going on in this country, and now it's raised its head in Burns, Oregon, with the Hammonds. And so now the federal government, for the very exact...
Did you say Burns, Oregon?
Yes, sir.
Yes, that's where we're going. Yeah.
I know this sound. It's one of those ironic, weird things that I always bring up, Curtis. Like, are you kidding me?
Burn.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
Wise catch, by the way.
But anyway, the Hammonds were charged now in a very explicit double jeopardy violation by the federal government. They're charging them now with a terrorist act in doing that burning. I mean, the whole thing has been adjudicated. The whole thing has been, they've served their time, they've paid their fines, and now they're coming back on them and saying, nope, sorry, not good enough. You have to go to prison for 5 years now instead of the 1 year that you've got. We want you to go to prison for 5 years, and we're charging you with a terrorist act on top of what. And the crazy thing of it is, they're not being afforded a trial or anything. They're just saying you got to go to jail for 5 years because you're a terrorist. And that's how out of completely out of control we are in this country. And it's so obvious, the violation. And I spoke to the sheriff, Sheriff Ward, about 6, 7, 8 weeks ago, and he was trying to pretend that he was going to be, you know, very careful in evaluating the situation and that he was going to do the right thing. But I pretty much know what has happened. He talked to the county attorney, and the county attorney, just as I say in my book, Sam, the county sheriff, America's Last Hope, if the sheriffs always turn to the county attorney for legal advice, they will get the wrong advice. And invariably, the sheriffs will follow that advice when it is completely bogus. And just like I warned in my book, it's already there. That's exactly what this guy is doing. County attorneys do and lawyers unilaterally do not know and understand the oath of office, the Constitution, or the separation of powers, or the lack of jurisdiction that the federal government has. And so he's told the county, and they all are doing exactly what they're being told, or what they wanted to do in the first place, and that is stay out of it and let the higher authority of the federal government take its course. And so, of course, now we the people in this country, you, me, Kurt, Blaze Dornish from Pennsylvania, and others who are traveling today and tonight to get to this rally for the Hammonds tomorrow in very cold weather, we are going there because no one else in government will do anything about this, especially the people in Harney County where the Burns live. And so we hope to bring some attention and put some pressure on local officials to do the right thing. And isn't it amazing that you have a sheriff there and other officials that will say, oh, we'll try to protect people from street gangs and the common, ordinary street thug. We'll protect you from criminals, but we will not protect you from criminals in government. If there's criminals in government coming after you and your property, then too bad, you'll have to get a lawyer. And quite coincidentally, I said that exact same thing in my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. Those two things, that they will tell you to get a lawyer, or they will do whatever the county attorney says. And I wish I was wrong, but once again, I'm right.
All right, there we have it, ladies and gentlemen. More in seconds. Sam, Kurt, and Richard Mack all leave today for Burns, Oregon, to support the Hammonds. Are you going to go?
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, we're talking about the Hammond family. Looks like Ammon Bundy is going, Sam Bushman going, Kirk Crosby going, former Sheriff Richard Mack on the line, our guest now, Happy New Year, and going as well. You know, a lot of people have been telling me that we don't put our money where our mouth is sometimes, that we're not real patriots, and I just say, come on, we're ready to see you there. And, you know, we've done a lot, Sheriff, but we do have restrictions on what we can do. First off, we all have families. Many of us have health concerns. Many of us have money restrictions. You know, we're doing our very best. And it's hard to know exactly what to support when and how and why and where and everything else, but we're doing our very best. And we're all going to this one because it's critical. And if you let these ranchers down, what they're trying to do is pick off the ranchers that nobody really knows about, nobody cares about, out of sight, out of mind. This place in Burns, Oregon, guys, is out in the middle of nowhere. Are you aware of that?
I pretty much imagine that, yes.
Oh, buddy, I mean, it is out in the middle of the sticks. Now, I'm not down in the place. I personally believe those are some of the best places to live. I'm just telling you that Amen. They're trying to take out those in the sticks because they believe nobody will really know or care, out of sight, out of mind. When they see them, they'll just be like, ah, hey, get the car key out of your redneck. You just need to learn to obey the law. And the mainstream press will manipulate it against them. And they're hoping to pick off one at a time these huge key landowners, because after that, the rest is easy, Sheriff.
Yeah, it is, and it looks very suspicious that that is the case. And, you know, but they also, I believe, have a kind of a double-edged sword purpose on these types of things. It also gives a warning to others, to sheriffs. It gives a warning to them and to the citizens that we'll do whatever we want to you. And, Sam, you know, I'm teaching American history, and I didn't really remember this, but Thomas Paine talked about it quite a bit in his writings, The American Crisis, and he talked about the Declaratory Act. And the Declaratory Act was passed by the British Parliament during the times of the Revolutionary War, the times preceding the war, and it basically said that the English government, British government, could do whatever they wanted to the colonists, and they could legislate in all matters concerning the colonists. and the Americans. And Thomas Paine said, if this is not legalized slavery, then there is not slavery upon the earth. And this is the same thing. We've come full circle now. The federal government absolutely believes, both Republicans and Democrats, absolutely believe that they can legislate in all matters concerning the people of America. They can do anything to us. They can do anything against us. They can do anything to our families. They can completely control every facet of our lives. And if we don't fall in line, we will be arrested, or worse. And that's exactly what they're doing to the Hammonds. No one's standing in the way. No one is interposing that should be doing so. So we will. And you talked about the difficulties that this has presented to some of us. And yes, that's an understatement. And if any of the listeners would like to donate, just go to CSPOA.org and make a donation to the Hammonds or the Hammond Fund. And we'll use it for our travel expenses. And we'll also use it in giving any extra to the Hammonds for their defense. And just like we did at the Bundys, we took about $7,000 cash when we went there, and we handed it to them. And Joyce Riley was a huge part of that. And we'll do the same thing here. These people need a lot of help. And, yeah, this is costing us, and we're paying the way for, at least right now, for what I know, we're paying the way for four people to go there. And the flights during the holiday time are not inexpensive at all. And so we're just going to go do it. This was a very last-minute thing, as you very well know, because I told you about it about, what, 6 days ago, seven?
Six? Yes, sir. Yeah. And then there's a weekend kind of in the middle, so business-wise it's less than a week.
Yeah. So anyway, this is the right thing to do, and I'm just really afraid that the Hammonds are going to be made an example of with this horrible tyranny that is plaguing our country these days. And we all owe them an apology that they ever went to jail for 1 minute on the original charge. And now that they're looking at 5 years in prison for a terrorist act. And didn't we all say on your show, Sam, that these new terrorist laws and politicians like John McCain and Orrin Hatch and Harry Reid are just frothing at the mouth to pass these laws because they have to be there to stop terrorists, and that they promised they would not be used domestically on common, ordinary people, and that's exactly what's happening. And no one has any shame, and no one's doing anything about it. And I think that's probably the next thing that we ought to do is really ask Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and anybody else in government that's running for office what they're going to do to protect the Hammonds.
All right, there you go. We're going to be live on the scene. We're going today. We invite all of you to attend with us. Now, there's a few other news stories. You mentioned Britain, Sheriff, and how they've been...
What time does it all start in Burns?
Well, that's what I don't know, because in Burns it starts at 10 o'clock. But then there's another city that's like at 3 o'clock, so I need to get a hold of Ammon today and figure out exactly the game plan, but I'm working on that.
Yeah.
So we'll keep everybody posted. There is a Facebook page, though. I Stand With the Hammonds. Look for that, and you'll find it.
Yeah.
And then you can, you know, note if you're going to be going, etc. But you mentioned Britain and the abuses that are taking place there. Kurt, the abuses get even worse, huh?
Well, that's correct. You know, there's a they want to filter, I guess, basically take Trump out of there. They're banning, they're considering banning Donald Trump from basically entering the place. I guess they have had petitions signed by 565,000 citizens there calling for a ban on Trump going to Britain.
Well, and speaking of the ban on Trump, you know, Trump said that he would consider banning or shutting down parts of the internet. I think he was taken out of context, by the way. And I think he makes statements sometimes where he may not have the technical background to exactly articulate what he's saying. I'm not necessarily saying I support Trump in this, but it's not as they're making it out to be. I can tell you that right now. Nevertheless, they're using the internet and shutting down Trump now, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess they say Google is now censoring Trump from the internet. They filter out the front runner. They say they call it the Trump filter. They say it won't eliminate Trump from everything, but you can, still be able to be on your TV. But this thing blocks news coverage of Trump, and then you've got the kind of accompanying story that says, filtering out Trump, the Google Chrome extension aims to suffocate the presidential candidate on the web. So, interesting stuff.
So let me tell you the idea that they're doing this under. The British government considering banning Trump, GOP frontrunner not conducive to the public good. And now Google is censoring Donald Trump from the internet. Also, the, quote, Trump filter, developed by Rob Spector, blocks websites covering the frontrunner. And according to the filter's website, we'll make America great again. So the bottom line is they say that he's not conducive to the public good. Now, this is a very interesting, violation of our rights, Sheriff.
Well, of course, yeah. And, they don't ban people like Hillary Clinton or other lying politicians who have committed so many different crimes and are in the middle of committing more. They want to ban somebody who says stupid things. And, there doesn't appear to be any... anything illegal about what Donald Trump has said and done, but just rhetoric. And, of course, British believing that they can legislate in all matters, they've never got over that. And they're just going to keep doing it. And until somebody somewhere takes a stand, this is what's going to continue to happen in America. It's the political correctness of the day, and that's why we've gotten so stupid as to think that we can have non-gendered bathrooms, just neutered bathrooms, just neuter society, and that's just not surprising, really, just not surprising, and that England does that. I mean, I've told my wife for years I will not watch any program that has English royalty on it. I mean, can you imagine what a waste of time and waste of news that we in America bow down?
I hear that. All right, ladies and gentlemen, so a lot of people are against Trump. They created the Trump filter, Google blocking Trump traffic. It's all under the Chrome browser scenario, but Trump picks up an interesting endorsement.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are live for New Year's Day. We're talking about a couple of stories simultaneously. We're talking about this Ammon Bundy-led effort to support the Hammonds. The Hammond family in trouble in Burns, Oregon. The government thinks they're terrorists. Not really, but the government wants to steal their land. The government forced them to sell their land to the BLM. The government threw them in jail for 5 years for trying to do a controlled burn in an effort to stop an out-of-control fire. And the federal government is out of control. And we're going to Burns, Oregon. Come prepared and be willing to stand is the headline. We stand with the Hammonds in Harney County. There's a support rally going on tomorrow. Arrive in time. Tomorrow it'll be in Burns, Oregon at 10 o'clock and then in Bend, Oregon at 3 o'clock. Kurt, Mac, and Sam all leave today in support of the Hammonds. That's one story. The second story we're talking about right now is the Donald Trump story. I guess the British government is considering banning the Donald, saying that he's not, well, let's put it this way. GOP frontrunner not conducive to the public good, whatever that means. Google now censoring Trump from the internet. Their Google Chrome browser has a plugin. The Trump filter, developed by Rob Spector, blocks websites covering the frontrunner. And according to the filter's website, it makes America great again. Now, I guess even though that's pretty negative towards the Donald, he got an interesting endorsement, Kurt.
Well, that's right, Sam. You could say, what do the following celebrities, Mike Tyson, Ted Nugent, Clint Eastwood, and now a lady named Aisha Wayne, who, you know, I guess is an actress and also the daughter of John Wayne. I didn't know about her, but anyway, they've all joined together to support Donald Trump.
Here's, you know, if Donald was smart, you know what he'd do? He'd use the headline Ted for Trump, by the way. Because Ted Nugent is supporting Trump, and since Ted's running against Trump, all you got to do is just promote the headline everywhere, Ted's for Trump, and it's true. What do you think of that, Sheriff?
Wait a minute. Ted Nugent is supporting
Trump? Ted Nugent supporting Donald Trump, sir.
And so your question about
Well, I'm just saying what Trump ought to do is you ought to promote the Ted for Trump headline everywhere. Yeah. Because then it would be very difficult, and I know it would kind of manipulate the reality a little bit, but it wouldn't be intentional. It would just be an oversight, and of course, Ted is for Trump, a very popular celebrity named Ted.
He ought to come out publicly and state that Queen Elizabeth has endorsed him.
Well, the British government's rejecting Trump.
Yeah, and then it would get great headlines that she said, no, I didn't, or she might not even respond at all. Because she doesn't want to give him any more attention.
I'm just saying Ted for Trump is the best headline I can think of, though. It'd be true. Yeah. What are you talking about? A well-known figure, member of the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, Ted for Trump.
He ought to put Ted Nugent standing next to Queen Elizabeth with his arm around her, showing that they both support Ted.
Well, I don't think you got to say which Ted. I think you got to leave that vague and just use radio and just say Ted's for Trump.
Yeah. Yeah, I guess Aisha Wayne, the daughter of John Wayne, said this about it. She said, "My dad, I'm sure, would be very proud of Mr. Trump and the goal to make America great again. I want to thank Mr. Trump for the tireless work he's doing for this country. Please know that I'm in your corner, and I'm certain that my dad would have been a big supporter of Mr. Trump. If there's anything I can do to assist the campaign, I'm humbly at your service." Yeah, there you go.
Told you, man.
Yeah.
All right, so now you got... I'm on your side, partner, going on for the Trumpster. Now, I'm not really a Trump fan personally. I don't trust him. I don't believe he understands the supreme law of the land very well.
No.
He's been a political insider for so long, it's beyond imagination. He's hung out with the Clintons and many others for so long that I don't believe that the chameleon can get rid of his spots, if you will. But that's another topic. All right, we got an interesting story. Dateline Ohio, Kurt. Max gonna like this story.
Okay.
You ever been to the grocery store lately, there, Sheriff?
You bet.
Oh yeah. This is a Kroger in this case. You know, you've got these grocery stores now that are kind of dealing with this open carry thing, and there's a Ohio-based grocery store called Kroger, and they have quite a few stores, but they are now saying that they're well, they welcome open carry in their stores. Now, other ones like H-E-B, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and Randall's, they display appropriate signage telling their customers that they may not enter this property with a handgun that's carried openly.
Because you know the criminals are going to obey that for sure.
Yeah.
But not Kroger.
Kroger has no intention, they say, to bar its customers from bringing guns into their stores.
They say they've got some stores in Dallas and Houston, and they're not going to impose additional rules on their gun owners. They just say, hey, let the people of the areas take care of the gun stuff. We've got 2,400 grocery stores, and we respect what the people want to do.
And the supreme law, by the way, just saying. And so now I'm going to start shopping more at Kroger just because of that.
Yeah, amen to that.
Absolutely, I would. And I will tell you, when we lived in Texas, we shopped at H-E-B. There wasn't a Kroger store nearby, but I guarantee you I would be having words with the people in the Fredericksburg H-E-B about this. And if they didn't change, then I'd probably head over to Kerrville and do my shopping there, which is about 20 miles away.
All right.
But H-E-B is a good store, but I can't believe they don't have a little bit more Texas spirit in them. And,
heard that.
One guy made a comment about it. He said that in the state of Texas, open carry is only legal if the carrier also carries a concealed carry license. This is what the guy at thetruthaboutguns.com wrote. So he said, realistically, by adopting a policy of permitting concealed carry and banning open carry, H-E-B is simply saying it, when you come in here, just throw your shirt over your gun, please. So anyway.
Well, actually, from a logistic standpoint, I agree with that. I think people should keep it concealed. I think it's just going to cause less alarm.
I think you're right about the logistics of the day-to-day of that. However, I'm a constitutional carry guy, meaning, you know what? I think you have a right to carry keep a bare arms, and that won't be infringed. But I do believe in the common sense not to add concern when there's no need, et cetera, why reveal your situation and status anyway? So I agree with the general principle, but I stand flat out on open carry, closed carry, concealed carry, whatever you want to call it, constitutional carry every time.
Yeah, I agree totally with that. It cannot be forced either way by government. Okay, it cannot. And I keep looking through the Constitution for any regulatory authority granted to any government, especially the federal government, over my right to keep and bear arms, or any other right for that matter. They have no regulatory authority. It does not exist. And yet the Supreme Court has always acquiesced and gone along with it because, quite frankly, if the Supreme Court ever said the federal government has no regulatory authority over the Second Amendment, that would create a snowball and crescendo that would just get rid of so many bureaucrats that the United States Supreme Court just does not have the courage to be that truthful about their opinions and their exercise of their positions, because it would put so many millions of bureaucrats out of work. And so they go along with it and say, oh, yeah, well, yeah, they can do a little bit of this regulation stuff over the Second Amendment, even though they can't point to any place in the Constitution that allows such. So same thing with that.
All right. Do you have any hopes, any predictions, any whatever you want to call it for 2016, Sheriff?
Yeah, I predict in 2016 a huge economic collapse. I said it when Barack Obama was elected, and I'm sticking to it, even though I have several people that disagree with me. But I absolutely believe that there's no way this economy survives 8 years of Barack Obama. And maybe he'll pass the gauntlet on to Hillary Clinton, and we'll have her as president, and it'll happen then. But I predicted it, and I'm sticking to it. And it's almost a hope, Sam, and I hate to put it that way, but it is a hope, because it will show everybody, and it'll wake everybody up to the horrible policies that this man has established for America when he promised us that he would fundamentally change America. And, well, he sure was true to his word, and the destruction is obvious. And we're in dire straits. We're in really bad trouble. And I pray to the Lord above for the Hammonds and other people who have been abused by our government, and that we'll wake up as a people and defend these good, honest Americans across this country.
One of the things we got to do regarding this rally, a lot of us can go, but you know, a lot of people can't afford to go. They have legitimate reasons not to go. We got to find a way for them to support. Our buddy Kevin Blake has put out a Facebook page asking people to please call the people in the county there, the county commissioners, the sheriff, etc., and show their displeasure with their phone calls. Pardon the pun, in Burn, Oregon, burn the phone lines down, showing your displeasure with their tyrannical abuses of the Hammond family. And I concur with Kevin. Sheriff, the final word's yours.
Well, I look forward to seeing you tonight, and looking forward to a very patriotic event tomorrow.
I'm going to bust out and find me a pupuseria so we can go eat right when you get in. We're going to do that. And Boise, ladies and gentlemen, if we can, thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hope you have an absolutely delightful New Year and weekend. We will, of course, be live Monday. We'll report from our trip and more. Thanks so much to the good sheriff, and thank all of you. Happy New Year. LibertyRoundtable.com. This nation shall endure.